Now, the measles, mumps and rubella vaccine, is it something that just passes over you when you hear us mention that? Are you seriously listening to why this is important? Let me bring on board Dr. Jenny Mack, who's a speciality registrar with the Public Health and Public Health Agency. Dr. Mack, good morning.
Hi there.
I'm just looking here at, you know, some of the stories in recent times about measles and outbreaks in continental Europe. You have your worries about this very serious disease.
Yes, that's right. So measles is one of the most easily spread infections known, and while for many people it's an unpleasant illness lasting 7 to 10 days, it can cause serious illness and tragically even death. The safest and most effective way to prevent measles is to ensure that you and your family are fully vaccinated with 2 doses of the MMR vaccine.
Now, some people tend to think of vaccines, I'm not so sure, a lot on social media about them. Can you put people's minds at ease about this?
Well, actually, we're very lucky in Northern Ireland because we have a very high MMR vaccine uptake, and it's actually higher than the UK average. And as a result of that, we haven't had any cases of measles in almost 2 years. And I'd like to stress that the MMR vaccine is very safe. In Northern Ireland, a vaccine can only be introduced if it's approved by a national vaccine committee, and the benefits and the risks will be assessed. And we do want to say the MMR vaccine is very safe and the most effective way to prevent measles.
And why are you doing this plea at this present moment in time?
So currently, as I'm sure the listeners are aware, there's large outbreaks of measles occurring in England, the Republic of Ireland and countries across Europe because of lower MMR uptake in other places. So people that haven't had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine are at risk of catching measles. And this is particularly if travelling to and from countries with outbreaks in the summer months. So particularly pertinent at the minute.
And you keep saying people, is this relevant only to little children?
No, this is relevant. So a person of any age can catch measles. And the reason we do sometimes aim for children is because it's part of our national vaccination scheme in Northern Ireland. And the vaccine's freely available to children aged 1 and 3 years and 4 months. So it's a really good opportunity to ensure that children are vaccinated.
How would I know if I was vaccinated?
Well, you could ask your mother or you could call your GP, and I'm sure they'd be very happy to let you know if you've had the 2 vaccines.
Yeah, so even at my age, even in middle age, I presume just to be blunt about it, I presume I can't have measles again because when I was a child, I did have it.
If you've had measles in the past, it does provide some immunity against getting it again. However, to be fully protected and to ensure that you can have that reassurance that you are, it is important to check that you have had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine.
And the steps that should be taken by parents or indeed by people who might be puzzled by our conversation, what steps are those?
So first of all, it's important to be aware of measles, that it is an infectious disease, that it can cause serious illness and death. So it is important if there's outbreaks at the moment that people do consider ensuring that they are vaccinated with the 2 MMR doses before travelling to countries with outbreaks at the moment, especially in the summer months.
No, one of the areas around New York actually banned all unvaccinated children from public places last month due to a major outbreak there. Are some groups within society taking this more seriously than others? Are there certain people who steer away from the option of the vaccine?
Well, in Northern Ireland, we're very lucky because we've had such a high vaccine uptake of the MMR. We've never needed vaccines to be mandatory or to exclude people from society in the way that has happened in New York with the outbreaks. So in that case, we're very, very fortunate. And in Northern Ireland, we don't have large groups or communities of people who aren't vaccinated. So again, it's something that we can be reassured by, but it's very important that we sort of don't become sort of too relaxed about it. You know, it's important we keep up our high vaccine rate with the MMR, which is why we've created this video to sort of hand out the key messages of the MMR in an accessible way to the Northern Ireland population.
Okay, Dr. Mack, I hope people are listening and taking on board what you're saying to keep us all healthy. I'll play a clip of this, actually, and people can have a listen to the message one more time. Thanks for your time this morning, Doctor. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's Dr. Jenny Mack, Special Registrar with the Public Health Agency. I have a memory of the measles. It's clear. I can even see the room I was in for about a week with the blinds closed, the curtains, not the blinds, the curtains were closed, and that rash and that feeling of being ill. And I think, you know, when I was a kid, lots of children had the measles. They've now managed to counteract that, which is fabulous. You don't want to be going back to a time of worry and concern.
Why is the MMR vaccine important for you and your family? Measles makes you miserable with fever, cough, runny nose and red eyes and red spots over your body. Sometimes people, especially babies, get really sick with breathing problems and fits. At the moment, there are countries in Europe, including the United Kingdom and Republic of Ireland, where measles is spreading widely. This is called an outbreak, and sadly, some children and adults have died. You're at greatest risk if you have not received two doses of the measles, mumps and rubella vaccine. In Northern Ireland, all babies and young children are offered the vaccine for free at 12 months and again at 3 years and 4 months old. Measles spreads easily when people cough or sneeze. If you come into contact with measles and have not been protected against it, it is very likely that you will become sick. The MMR vaccine works to protect you and your family from getting measles, as well as mumps and rubella. Over the last 40 years, more than 500 million doses of MMR vaccine have been given in over 100 countries. So we know it is really safe. Most people will have no side effects. A small number may have redness and swelling from the injection or a temperature, which usually settles in a few days. Other children and young adults, especially all women planning a pregnancy who have not had two doses of the MMR vaccine, should speak to their GP. This is especially important before travelling to countries that may have outbreaks. Protect yourself and your family with the MMR vaccine. Find out more at pha.site/MMR.
Absolutely.